stack, we'd stack them. We call it square circle. We sowed bread and clover and wheat, cut the wheat off, usually get a stubble crop and stack it out in the field for the cattle to run to. And we lost 6-7. They'd eat under there, and the thing would blow over. It's the smug.
Just keep eating away.
Just keep eating and under there. I remember being over there, nephew. He was just a little fella, and he'd come one Sunday. I hadn't married him. And we were going over, we had 19 white faces. They were pretty cattle. We bought them. They'd come from Texas. They had crop right here and brandy. And I had a brother-in-law who was a doctor. Lived down in the hills. And he got on to these cattle, and he was one of the fellows that got them, brought them in here, was a relative, I don't know what he was. And anyway, he got on and to them, and my daddy, he told him about them. And he went down there and bought them. At Troy, have you been to Troy?
Yes.
Well, we was living there at Chandra, and I went down to Troy and drove them from there up here.
Is that right? Is that right? Well, that must be 10, 12 miles.
It is. And it wasn't no... We went down there, I bought them. That is, I got to buy the cattle, and I bought 3 at a sale down there, pretty near Troy. Old fellow named Perk, and he had 3. We didn't weigh them, but they'd have weighed 1,200 pounds, and had horns as long as my arm. One mule, and this boy Wallace, he's a whole lot of you, he was just a kid, and I took him, and we went on horseback the next morning, bought them at a sale, and the next morning I took him, and we went down there after, and the great big hills and things down there, and a churchyard, and we got up early, real early, the moon was shining, and got down there and got them out. They were laying down. We cut these 3 out, got them up through the thickets, about, 2 or 3 miles, and they broke back, and we landed. I lit out right after them, and we landed back in the lot they jumped out of, that we brought them out of. They jumped back in there, and we waited. There was a neighbor that had bought some. He come in pretty early, and he said, the best thing we can do is just wait till the people begin to come in to get them, and then we can